The DoW SkillBridge Program, an overview for employers, part one of TED 2. As employers across all industries compete for skilled, disciplined, and mission-driven talent, one federal program continues to gain traction as a strategic hiring pipeline: the U.S. Department of War's DoW SkillBridge Program. SkillBridge connects transitioning military service members with civilian employers for real-world job training, apprenticeships, and internships during the final months of active duty service. Quick hits. SkillBridge provides employers with access to talented military members who are in the process of becoming civilians. These individuals continue to be paid by the military while placed with SkillBridge employers. To participate, employers can either register to serve as SkillBridge employers or work through approved intermediaries. For employers, human resource, HR, leaders, and talent acquisition teams, SkillBridge can be a practical way to connect with military talent before service members enter the civilian workforce. This article explains what SkillBridge is, why employers choose to participate, how the program generally works, and what organizations should consider before getting started. What is the DoW SkillBridge Program? SkillBridge was created in 2011 with the goal of creating a high probability, not a guarantee, of post-service employment, while giving participating employers a structured way to engage transitioning service members before they enter the civilian workforce. During the last months of active duty, eligible service members can work full-time with an approved civilian employer to learn a job, build practical skills, and explore a possible career path after the military. Since its inception, well over 50,000 service members have completed the program. SkillBridge generally works this way. The participant remains on active duty in the military and continues to receive military pay and benefits. The participant receives approval from their military command before participating. The employer receives approval by DOW or works with an approved SkillBridge partner. The employer provides training or an internship or apprenticeship experience, not simply to fill an ordinary job. Opening. At the conclusion of the program, the employer is not required to offer the service member employment, although many employers use SkillBridge as a pathway to hire. For service members, SkillBridge can be a great way to break into an industry and develop skills necessary for civilian employment. For employers, the program can be a practical way to efficiently train a prospective employee and get to know military talent in the workplace before deciding whether to make a permanent offer. Why employers participate? Employers across sectors, from manufacturing and logistics to technology and professional services, participate in SkillBridge for a range of strategic and operational reasons. Access to a high-caliber talent pipeline. Transitioning service members often bring leadership experience, technical skills, security clearances, and a strong work ethic that translate directly to civilian roles. Reduced hiring risk. SkillBridge allows employers to assess a candidate's fit, capabilities, and cultural alignment in the actual work environment before extending a permanent job offer. Lower onboarding costs. Because participants receive military pay during the program, employers typically do not bear compensation costs during the training period, reducing the financial burden of onboarding a new hire. Support for workforce development and veteran hiring goals. Participation demonstrates a commitment to the military community and can support broader talent inclusion and community engagement priorities. Community and brand positioning. Organizations that actively support the military to civilian transition often benefit from positive brand association and community goodwill. Getting started. Employers interested in SkillBridge do not need to have every operational detail finalized before exploring the program. However, There are concrete steps employers must take. The DOW requires that employers either apply directly to become an approved SkillBridge industry partner or work with an existing approved partner organization that manages the application and placement logistics on the employer's behalf. Below is a practical starting framework. Determining program fit, employers can start by identifying one or saying or more roles where transitioning military talent could add value and where their organizations can deliver genuine training, mentoring, or hands-on experience. The opportunity must qualify as job training, an internship, or an apprenticeship under DOW standards, not just an open headcount to fill. Choosing an approval path. Employers may apply through the DOW SkillBridge employer portal to become an approved industry partner, or they may partner with an approved intermediary organization that facilitates placements. The direct approval route typically involves submitting a program description, demonstrating training value, and agreeing to program terms. Working through a partner can expedite access, but may require a memorandum of understanding and coordination regarding participant matching. Building a program framework. The employer will want to prepare a written description of the opportunity, including its expected duration, up to 180 days, training objectives, supervision plan, and the civilian skills the participant is expected to develop. The DOW will evaluate whether the program meets SkillBridge requirements, so specificity matters. Planning for command approval and scheduling. Every service member must obtain approval from his or her military command before participating. Employers should build in timing flexibility. Military obligations can require the participant's attention, and start dates may shift based on military mission requirements. Expect some back-and-forth coordination with the service member's installation transition office or education center. Practical guardrails for employers. Employers should keep a few practical guardrails in mind. Clearly describe the training experience. Use the same screening, onboarding, and workplace rules that apply to similar applicants or interns. Avoid shifting program costs to participants. Protect confidential information. Provide appropriate supervision and safety training. And be clear that participation does not guarantee a job offer. Takeaways for HR and talent teams. Employers evaluating SkillBridge for the first time may wish to consider the following tips. Start with roles where service members' experience, leadership, and technical skills may translate well to civilian work. Treat the opportunity as training or experiential learning, with clear objectives and supervision. Decide whether to seek DOW approval directly or work through an approved SkillBridge partner. Build in time for command approval and some scheduling flexibility during the transition period. Use ordinary HR processes for screening, onboarding, workplace conduct, safety, confidentiality, feedback, and records. Be clear with participants and internal stakeholders that SkillBridge can lead to employment but does not guarantee a job offer. Conclusion. The DOW SkillBridge program gives employers a structured way to meet, train, and evaluate transitioning service members before they enter the civilian workforce. For HR and talent acquisition teams, it can be both a recruiting tool and a practical way to support veteran hiring. Ogletree Deakins Military Workforce Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the military workforce, government contracting and compliance, and employment law blogs as additional information becomes available. Adam J. Crane, a member of Ogletree Deakins Military Workforce Practice Group, served as a judge advocate in the United States Marine Corps and currently serves in the United States Marine Corps Reserve as a senior litigator and preliminary hearing officer. James A. Patton Jr., co-chair of Ogletree Deacon's Military Workforce Practice Group, served as an officer in the United States Army and the United States Army Reserve. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.